Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander. I'm a success coach, intuitive healer, and a passionate creative. And I believe that we all have the power to manifest magic and miracles into our life. If creating success in a spiritual, feminine, and joyful way is your goal, this show is for you. You'll understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Let's all rise together. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. Episode 131, How to Build a Resilient Money Mindset. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, you will know that it is a wild ride. It's like a roller coaster. The flow is always changing, and if you're an entrepreneur for long enough, you'll go through mountaintop moments and valley moments. I've never met an entrepreneur that made the same amount of money every month. The path of entrepreneurship is one of unpredictability. It's one of uncertainty. And lots of things can trigger a money drought or money fear. Because remember, the fear of money running out, sales not happening or clients not coming in, activates in the same way as a reality. So what kind of things can show up to trigger this fear or this state of lack and scarcity? Well, it could be a big expense or investment in the business. Perhaps you're investing in something that's going to pay back in the future at a level you've never done before. It can be a big tax bill. It could be hiring team and increasing your outgoings. Also, we all experience failed launches or ideas that don't work. Droughts in new clients. When you pivot and change direction, this can impact the money flow. I have a client whose business is subject to regulations by a governing authority that they're not in control of, and it creates a big impact on their business. So perhaps changes in your industry can affect your business. We all know about the changing social media platform algorithms. It can have a huge impact on our reach and our ability to market our business. And then, of course, there's health issues or family issues that can take you away from your business. All of these things can trigger changes in your money flow and a mindset of fear, lack, or scarcity. So money mindset work is essential for all entrepreneurs. And I'm excited to dive in today to help you reframe all these kind of things that can happen along your business journey. And help you hold the faith that it's coming, that it's working out for you. Help you to stay out of overwhelm, to keep your frequency up, stay peaceful, and stay in faith that money is on its way. So what's the opportunity here when you experience a change in your money flow? Well, number one, it's an opportunity to develop your resilience. Number two, it's an opportunity to develop your resourcefulness and figure out, how do I make things work now? What do I change? Where do I cut back? Where do I reallocate budget? Where do I get resourceful? And the third opportunity I see is to develop your faith in the universe and yourself. So when you experience a change in your money flow or a drought, remember, you're getting to grow as a person, your resilience, your resourcefulness, and your faith. Do this over time and you'll develop a much greater ability to ride the waves of entrepreneurship and money flow. It'll be easier for you to embrace and enjoy the mountaintops and the tidal waves when times are good, and yet maintain faith, trust, and emotional stability during the leaner times. And today I'm going to share 7 key steps that help you build this resilient money mindset. Things to circle back to, concepts to engage with as you take this journey. And a lot of these will apply to you if you're not an entrepreneur or you don't have your own business, because these are universal principles that everybody can apply to their flow of wealth. So step one, get very clear on the purpose for the money. So you're desiring to manifest, attract, and make more money. Why? Why? Aside from paying the bills and putting food on the table, what's the money about for you? I've got an exercise for you that I always do. On a piece of paper, write down £1,000, £10,000, and £100,000. And I want you to write out what would you do with that money if it came in. That first thousand, where's it gonna go? Now, whenever I bring money in, I always allocate a percentage to pure pleasure and joy. Why is this important? Well, money likes to have fun, and you're here to have fun here on earth. It also affirms that you have faith, more is on its way, and you're willing to spend it and invest it and use it and allow it to flow. You don't have to sit on it or hoard it or hold on to it out of fear or scarcity. So I always have a list of things I'm calling in money for above and beyond my living expenses. Step number two, play in the field of possibility. Ask yourself, what if? Instead of saying, what if I don't book a client? What if this doesn't work? What if money never comes in again? What if my business fails? These are not helpful questions to ask. Instead, ask yourself, what if this new business was a success? What if amazing clients were already on their way to me? What if this course helped so many people and I absolutely love delivering it? What if this does work? Write, dream, visualize. Allow yourself to play in the field of possibility. One of my favorite exercises is to literally just write 2 words in a page in my journal. What if? What if? And then I make a list of things that I would love to attract and experience. What if this? What if this? You're starting to sow seeds in your subconscious mind that can grow. The universe feels and sees these and starts to make things happen, so they can become a reality, so they can grow in your field. Okay, step number 3, say yes. This one's so simple, but say yes to money. Now, when you're really looking to manifest money, say yes to what comes your way. This is really important. You might get offered some work in something you used to do and say, well, no, I want to do this now. But if you need money, say yes to the money that comes your way. Accept these offers of work, support, and payment. Even if it's not quite the kind of work you're moving towards, it's still money. This shows that you're willing to receive and that the universe is always supporting you. Strengthen your receiving muscles. Say yes to compliments. Say yes to gifts. Say yes to offers of support. And you might need to breathe into this. If it feels uncomfortable, really pausing if you feel uncomfortable about accepting an offer, breathing into it, feeling the expansion in your body. Step number 4, intimacy. Getting intimate with money is essential to expand your flow. Now, I teach this in my course, Money Beautifully, But in brief, you need to know your numbers. You need to be close to money and conscious of what's coming in and what's going out and what you value to spend money on. Your money needs to be tidy and organized. Your wallet needs to be tidy and organized. And you need to be willing to get close to money, to date money, get in dialogue with it. Be willing to face the truth. And ask yourself, is the way I spend money aligned with my values? Is the way I'm spending money aligned with my truth? Are you allowing yourself to enjoy money in the capacity that you can right now? Is it supporting the fullest expression of who you are? Money is an energy and it's here to support us to be even more of ourselves. Or are you running other people's money rules about what you should be doing with your money? Is fear running your bank account? Or are you allowing yourself to fully enjoy life and money is a tool to support that? Prioritize money on the things that matter most to you and you will get the greatest return in terms of joy and happiness. Step number 5. Ask for money. You might think this is obvious, but so many people don't ask for money. And what do I mean by this? Well, it's usually by offering or marketing your gifts in some form. Money needs to be able to see you. People need to be able to find you. So that's going to mean putting yourself out in the world and playing the game. And the game right now looks like social media marketing. It looks like putting yourself out there, speaking up, using your voice. And there's a whole different variety of ways that you can market. When I'm working with clients in my Thrive Beautifully Mastermind, we always do a custom marketing plan, a custom business strategy that's really aligned with who they are and how they operate and what they enjoy. But asking for money is about taking action. Manifestation starts in the mind, but the actions open the flow and allow the money to flow to us. And the best kind of action to take is that action that's intuitively inspired. Inspired action. You get those whispers of contact this person, do this, put this out, go on this place. Okay, step number 6 is to hold the faith. So maintaining a resilient money mindset is about holding faith that it's on its way. And sometimes you can really be put through a test. I remember once when I launched a new price point for my photography service, and it was 6 weeks I didn't book a client. I got no after no after no. And it was a test for me to hold the faith that this was what I was worth, this was what I felt aligned at, and that clients would see and feel a value and come in. And they did. They did. It was a drought for 6 weeks, and then it was a waterfall in 24 hours. Money will always come. So look at times in the past when you thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to survive? It's not going to come in. Nothing's working. And then see that you got through it. And you could make a list of these times. When have I been in this situation before and what happened? Somehow you got through it. So there's 2 strategies here. One is essential and one is advanced if you're feeling bold. So the essential strategy, it's essential to surrender and let go of the worry as much as you can. And this is all about acceptance. This is my current reality. I have this big bill, this big outgoing. I'm feeling fearful around money, or I'm not booking clients right now. And I accept that. And it releases so much pressure. It actually clears the field for money to come in more easily to you when you're not in resistance to the reality. So the basic strategy is acceptance and surrender. Now, if you're feeling bold, and this has to be internally aligned for you. The advanced strategy is to act as if money's already here. So you make actual tangible financial commitments in your physical reality that affirm money's on its way. So perhaps you put a deposit on a car, or you put a deposit on a holiday, or you book the flight for the holiday before you have the money for the hotel. You pay a deposit on a course before you know where the rest of the money is going to come from. I've done that many times. These essentially are acts of faith that affirm the money's coming in. And it also shows you have a purpose for the money. These can be very, very, very powerful, but they need to feel aligned for you to do. Because if you take that action with fear that it won't work, it probably won't. So you'll know when it's aligned to act as if. Okay, three more steps. Step seven is have fun. We've talked about a lot of things to do. Then take the focus off money and just go and have fun. Forget all about the money. Get in the vibration that you want to be in to be attracting money and clients. Think about what brings you joy. We all have things that we love to do that cost nothing or very little and make us very happy and joyful. Quite often with the successful, dynamic, productive women entrepreneurs I work with, it's about stopping, resting, giving ourselves permission to take time off or do nothing. These type of activities can actually really open up the field for receiving. It could be dancing, listening to great music, walking in the sunshine, walking in the forest, eating some delicious food, playing with your dog, stroking your cat, focusing on that feeling of delight, of wonder, of having, of plenty. Money is a flow, and another way of affirming money's on its way is to give away money. So when you disrupt the pattern, when you feel you don't have enough, if you give money away, so it could be a donation to charity, it could be purchasing something, it could be gifting someone, whatever way you choose, when you are willing to let go of it, it puts out a very, very powerful statement that more money is on its way. Okay, step number eight. Love and appreciate all that you already have. This is that beautiful, delicious, delightful state of gratitude and appreciation. It's about cultivating deep appreciation for all the money and abundance already present in your life. It increases your frequency and helps you magnetize in more. It's the state of having and happiness. And your job is to get used to what that feels like in your body. What does plenty and abundance and safety feel like in your body? And how can you access that now and not have it tied to how much money came in today or this week or this month? And I can promise you that as you practice this over time, your ability to maintain emotional stability, optimism, faith, and trust will grow stronger. And step number nine is to keep clearing your money blocks. When money dries up, it's the perfect time to lean into your money mindset work. When you're stuck at a certain income plateau, it's the perfect time to lean into your money mindset work. When you feel the fear coming in, it's the perfect time to do your money mindset work. Now remember, your thoughts, feelings, and actions around money are based on your conditioning, your DNA, your ancestry, your past experiences, and your current belief system. And you can change that. This is the work that I do with my clients that has been wildly successful for so many people. And the easiest and fastest way I've found to shift your money mindset and beliefs is in what I call a theta state, a deeply relaxed state, where I do a guided meditation with energy work to shift the old beliefs and download new empowering ones. And this is the work that I do with my clients in the Abundance Accelerator and Money Beautifully programs. So I've got a very special offer for you, which I'm going to share in a moment. But let's just recap on the 9 steps to build a resilient money mindset. Number 1, purpose, getting very clear on the purpose for the money. Number 2, play in the field of possibility. What if? Number 3, say yes to money that comes your way. Number 4, get intimate with money. Number 5, ask for money. Put yourself out in the world with your gifts. Step 6, hold the faith that money's on its way. Step 7, have fun. Have fun, get in a state of joy and happiness. Step 8, love and appreciate all you already have. And step 9, keep clearing your money blocks. So I've loved diving into the money conversation with you again today. There's tons of amazing episodes about money mindset available to you on the Feminine Millionaire Show. So scroll back and see what your intuition guides you to. And let me tell you more about how you can get started on shifting your money mindset in an easy and accessible way. My Abundance Accelerator program is a 14-day program of 15-minute energy clearings and meditations to accelerate your income. These meditations contain subconscious energy work in a theta state to shift your belief system in a long-lasting and deep way. And I dive into the most common topics that block the flow of abundance, including clearing blocks to receiving, your family money story, the fear of change, the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, self-worth, and much, much more. And we talked about getting in the field of pure potential today. There's a meditation for that, and there's one for gratitude saturation, for really getting in that state of gratitude. These meditations are designed to be listened to as often as you choose. You can work through day by day for 14 days, or you can stick with one for as long as you need to. They are really, really powerful. If you go to the page in the show notes, you can read more about the results that people have created and experienced when listening to these really powerful energy clearings. So if you go to the checkout and enter the code MONEYMAGNET, all in caps, you will be able to get the Abundance Accelerator for less than half price, for $97, and available for you right now is an instant access bonus recorded wealth activation call, a 1-hour call to help you activate your wealth with training and deep energy work. It's really, really powerful. So you get to go dive in deep for an hour session, and then you get these easily accessible, easy to do daily energy clearings and meditations. It's one of my most popular products, and I know that you're going to love it. So let's wrap up for now. Have a wildly abundant week. I can't wait to be back with you again soon. And remember, money is always on its way to you. Bye for now.